Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
Smith Wigglesworth has had a profound influence on my life. Several years ago, I ordered a book, the collection of his sermons. His words are powerful, the most anointed book I've encountered besides the Bible. Wigglesworth longed for the eloquence of Charles Spurgeon, but it was his brokenness that brought people to Christ. He often wept when he preached and usually saw no fewer than 50 people come to Christ. Smith was afflicted with a hemorrhoid from his youth. At a healing meeting, he was prayed for and completely healed. After that, he was totally obsessed with the phenomenon of healing. His first opportunity came when he agreed to preach at the Leeds Healing Home in Northern England. After his message, 15 people came forward for healing. The first one he prayed for came forward on crutches. Smith was totally blown away when he prayed for the man and he started jumping around without crutches. And so began one of the most powerful healing ministries in the history of the North American church. What is most widely known about Smith is that he raised people from the dead. Yes. One account says he raised 3 people from the dead, another says 8. Still another says he raised about a dozen. Whatever the number, it is certain that he raised people from the dead, including his wife Polly. In the next segments, we'll dig deep into the details of the life of Smith Wigglesworth. Fasten your seatbelt.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.